Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, 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 glad to have you with us. This is Thursday's edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And remember now, as we go forward, we don't just do love. We actually cover the spectrum. You name it, we can give readings on it pretty much. We can do your career. We can do your family, your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your coworkers, neighbors. Who am I missing? People that have yet to come into your life.
People that have passed from your life.
People that have passed. So we can, you know, basically cover it all. And I'm happy to tell you that we're only using an ordinary deck of playing cards for our show. This is the only tool, aside from the dynamic tools of choice and change, that we will demonstrate with the readings in our show tonight. So I want to welcome all of you that are on Blog Talk with us. Glad to have you. We find that a lot of you come from all sorts of places in the world. Love that. And it honors us, really, because like right now in the UK, it's midnight, you know, and it's a school night or a work night, you know, so I just want to say thank you. It means the world to us. Facebookers, glad to have you with us. It's nice for you to be out there where you can see us in action as we are streaming live from the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. So anybody that would like to hop in there and get a look at what we're doing, is it good? We'll be welcome to do so. Now, I also want to mention before I turn the festivities over to Jimbo Baggins, who is my co-host and my, I don't know what you are, Jim. You're just a little bit of everything.
Who knows?
I want to remind everyone that I'm going to be doing a full 24-card layout. And I do this because it's what I'm most comfortable with, but also it's a benefit to you, excuse me, that I'm not just drawing a few random cards. This way, I'm taking a pretty good look at what's going on in your life, what is to come. So now, James here, he's going to fill you in on how to have a very successful phone call with us.
I am, first of all, a reminder, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening show disclaimer.
So nothing in it should be taken, verbatim as written in stone.
And if you do, you ain't suing us.
I don't think that would be their thought.
Well, some people think that's why there's disclaimers out there on everything. Caution, coffee hot. Caution, don't use orally on stuff that is for your butt. Shocking, you know, all these other cautions out there.
Oh, yeah, he's in a mood tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
Because we legal people have to protect idiots from themselves.
Well, the thing is, we want you to know that there's a lot of fluctuation in terms of the future. It's not just your choices that impact your life. It's the choices others are making, too. So carry on.
If you're international caller or Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out. And we get them every show. Not yet, mind you, but it will come. It is a call-in show primarily, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We have a few people on hold. When you call in, you'll be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show and you're waiting, everything's working like clockwork. It's all good. Now, when we do go live, take your call and go live. Please do the following if you legally and safely can to make the experience a lot better for both of us and for the other folks listening. If excuse me, get off your speakerphone, get off your Bluetooth devices that are connected. Kill all the background noises you had going on, probably just for something to do. Stop the multitasking, whatever else you were doing while you were on hold. Perfect world, you're at your house. You know, the quiet, comfortable place you can sit and chill, and there's no distractions, and the cell phone reception is great. That's what you want to achieve. Because when your call's coming out of our speakers after it travels through the internet and everything, there's a loss. There's a considerable loss of quality. And they can make hearing names and questions a little difficult and a lot of back and forth. Huh? What? Who? What? Huh? And that can get old and drag out the call. And we want to be able to get as many people in one show as we can. That is the goal. Now, for the folks that are out there that cannot call or Skype in, you can Skype that number. For folks that cannot do that, typically international, but we have domestic folks that just can't make that call sometimes, we will occasionally open the floor to Facebook Messenger. It will be to Deborah Lee. That's who you will messenger, and you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. That's the Facebook rules. And you can only do the messenger thing when we actually officially announce it, because it'll just ring through. It won't go to a hold system, and we'll have to hang up on you. So please don't make us do that. At the end of your reading with Deborah, you're going to hear the harp. So maybe you don't know when you're reading. When you hear the harp, the show's over. At least for you, that you're reading with Deborah's over. Because we are going to give you a Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card reading on the way out the door to the next caller. So when you hear the harps, please don't try to fire off more questions. That ship has sailed, and we just can't take one person's call for an eternity. It just doesn't work that way. It's a show. We get as many as we can to make it fair. If you would like that kind of one-on-one exclusivity, then you would go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private reading. And then it's you and Deb. No harps, no Jim there yelling at you. It's all you. Many questions as you want for that time block. So, I believe I babbled my way into the start of the show. We're going to go to area code 703, which
hello.
Is the Northern Virginia. 703.
Hello there, Andrea. Hi, I'm
Andrea.
Sometimes it's not going to be.
I know, one of these times.
That's a very big area.
I know. Hi, Andrea. How are you doing?
I'm good. I have a completely off-topic different question.
No problem.
We like that. Right.
Yes. Yeah. So Saturday, I'm going to be auditioning for America's Got Talent.
No kidding.
So where at?
It's Zoom, because the last 3 years, because of COVID, they've been doing via Zoom. Normally they're in person.
That's cool. That makes it a lot easier for people.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Sign language. So I'm going to be doing a share song in sign language.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we wish you luck. We hope to see you on the show. If you make it, then we will have to watch it.
Gypsies Trampling.
Well, that's my thing. It's like, I have auditioned 7 seasons, and oh, the producers love it. I've never made the TV round.
Wow.
Well, hey, you got to keep on trying to get there. That's what we want.
I know. So...
Weird. That's all you can do, you know, is keep doing and just hope your number.
So you want to see how that's going to work out?
Yeah, because normally, I've seen the same producer, you know, 3 or 4 times, and of course they remember me because my talent is unique. What do you think? I mean, do you think this year will be the year I get on? I mean,
well,
I don't know,
no,
whatever you pick up.
At all, right?
Yeah, no. But, you know, yeah. That unique thing means a lot. That actually matters a lot in the entertainment world, being unique. You know, so maybe you keep on trying. I don't have the cards. Deb's doing the cards. But to me, I think you're wise to keep trying, at least, because of the uniqueness. If you're just another person doing the same old thing as everybody else, that's when it gets really tough. You know, you can.
I wish I could have a group. You know, I think it would be better if I could have a group of people doing it. But COVID, they don't want a group, but... I just can't get my point across, you know, that it would be like a theatrical type thing versus just me.
You'll have to just keep on plucking away at that because, I mean, there's no restrictions, really. Everybody's doing their thing like there wasn't in COVID before.
Everybody on the show is from out of, not even American. I mean, they're from other countries. This America's Got Talent. Why can't you Google your own country and have your own talent?
I agree. Now, that's ridiculous. They need to get over that, you know, and just
Yeah.
Do the screen. They need to just do the screening like everybody else does and not freak out.
Okay, looking so good.
Uh-huh. And then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Deb's got, remember now, we don't sugarcoat.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, just go out there and do your best. Let's hope for the best and be prepared for the worst. Because I'm not getting a definitive yes, and I'm not getting a definitive no. See, this is like judging contests or figuring out contests or football
gambling
games.
And
there's so many variables.
I know.
Play.
Human judging going on here.
Well, they won't decide until February. I mean, you won't even know until April or May or, you know, February or March of next year anyway if you get to go on the show. So this is just the beginning.
So there's a lot that's up in the air.
Yeah. Well.
But I do want to tell you, under your Sure to Come True designation, and you know how much I love that one. This is Yellow Brick Road stuff. This is you finally in your life going to get the things that you wish for. You're going to have a great job, going to have great happiness coming to you. I mean, it's like all coming wrapped up with a big bow.
Hmm.
That's under Sure to Come True. So
I just hope I get to see a different producer that I have not seen before. That would be, I don't want to see the same people over again. Do you think I get to see somebody completely different?
No, I would not be surprised if you make it through these, the auditions, okay? End up going in front of the, you know, the horrifying four that are up there. That could be a whole different ballgame. So the way that I pose the question might be what it's showing me why it's undecided, because it was the cards were shooting for the end game, the end competition.
The ultimate, yeah, I got you.
And they can't determine that yet.
Well, Saturday. Well, that's just a couple days away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No, this is like my seventh season, so the audition is going to be at 12 o'clock. Our time. It's 9 o'clock California time, 12 o'clock my time. So I'm gonna do a share song. I got a wig that I wore. If you go to my YouTube, you can find my YouTube channel, and I have a whole video of me doing the share song. So it's a dancing hands. That's my YouTube channel.
Oh,
dancing hands. If you look up Share Believe ASL, you'll find me. I got a big old wig on and like silver outfit, look like Cher, so you can't help but not find me.
Wow, you go all out. So
yep.
You should let these cards encourage you, because it's not decided yet. So here we go,
okay.
Jimbo.
All right. The Oracle card says, and I don't know if it relates to this or something else going on in her life. Subject is someone new is coming. An important new relationship on the horizon. Open your mind and heart so that happiness can enter your life.
Ooh, that could be a new producer.
Or I just don't know, right? You know, it's you got to figure
that out. Yeah.
We shall see on Saturday.
So this goes off at noon Saturday.
Noon our time, yep.
Our time.
All right.
Please do your best to join us Saturday night if you can and share with us. And then I can look at the card.
I can't Saturday night. I'm going to a tree lighting ceremony. But I can do Monday or Tuesday.
Sure. You know where to find us. Yep.
But then we'll see what the producer thought of you.
Okay. Okay.
True that.
Oh,
awesome.
God. I'm excited for you.
You too.
And we're going to all give you our energy to make this the number 8. It's going to be your winning golden ticket.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, honey.
Good luck to you.
Okay.
Glad to hear.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
That is pretty cool. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We shall go to our next caller. Let's see. 205 is in Alabama. 205, welcome to the show.
Hi. Glad to have you with
us. Hi.
And
thank
your first
you.
Name?
Thank you.
And your first name?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. We've spoken to you before, have we?
Yes, I've been on the show once, and I think it was a few months back, maybe sometime in the summer. So, yeah.
Okay. We're glad to have you
back.
Welcome
back.
So what
thank you. Thank you.
Tell us what's happening for you.
What's happening?
There's a lot going on. And so my question is, what significant messages spirit would need for me to know, you know, with this ending of a, you know, 22 and going off into the new year, 2023, what significant messages do I need to know?
Significant.
Please.
All right.
Yes.
Try my best for you.
So we're looking
thank
for
you.
Significant year ending, new year coming, spiritual news or a
yes,
guidance.
Please.
Any significant guidance from the spirit. Spirit in the sky. I used to love that song.
Who does it?
I can't remember. I think they were like a one-hit wonder. But it was a cool tune. All right. Anyway, we should not deviate from that.
We
haven't had a question like that recently.
But no, we haven't.
We used to get a lot of them, though. You know, it depends on what – some people are more looking for that guidance a lot. Some people just look for occasional spiritual guidance. You know, everybody's just on a different path, different beat to a different drum type of deal. Yeah. But it is the end of the year. People start looking for that what's coming up type thing. There's always hope, you know, especially if you had a bad year or just even a blah year, you always hope for better. That's what humans do. We hope for better.
Yeah, could imagine hoping for worse.
Exactly. Yeah, you'd be a fool if you're hoping for worse. Or
okay.
If you're hoping for the same, oh, it was blah, but I hope there's more blah. Nobody wants blah.
Well, Patricia, the first thing that jumps right out at me is that the new year coming should be a year of working on your higher self. All right? And sometimes I get messages that I wonder what they're really trying to say. If that resonates for you, you'd know. Because I don't know particularly.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it depends.
Higher self.
Well, I think a spiritual message a lot of times is going to be like a different language only she would understand, too.
When did you get so doggone smart?
I hit my head today. So maybe I knocked some sense into me.
You better start doing that every day.
Hit my head every day. I think that would be against doctor's advice.
That was so well put. Okay.
Okay.
Also, let me see what else we got. This is going to be the year coming up for you that you are really going to shift in a new direction in terms of greater energy and positivity. So I'm seeing an influx of new people coming into your life, Patricia, and they all look like they're bringing good things to you personally.
Good tidings.
Yeah, and not much more than I'm picking up right now, but just that it's going to be a year of new beginnings. And I know that sounds really trite and cliched, but
yeah,
it's true.
Well, I mean, she was wondering if there's anything significant. So you didn't see anything super significant.
Not in a dangerous way or anything like that.
And sometimes, you know, no news is good news. I know that's pretty cliche.
I hear now is try to stay centered and balanced. You have a number of people around you that are going through rough times in their lives. And happiness is kind of they're allergic to it right now.
Mm.
Okay, so don't let them bring you down.
Yeah, misery loves company thing.
Well, and also right now, this particular month is so emotionally charged for people. You know, there's a lot of...
There's a new month?
Oh, yeah. And some people get very suicidal about it. You know, because you see all these happy people, the television, you go to the mall. I mean, it's like enough already.
Yeah, you see commercials even, people just giving away cars as presents, like they're packs of bubble gum. I'll just give cars away to my
yeah. So just remain centered and balanced, because things look like you're going to be on an upswing in January, big one. And in the meantime, other people sometimes, their energy is so, what would you call it? Well, it's so negative in nature that it can kind of knock the wind out of your sails.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Sometimes people, even not on purpose necessarily, subconsciously want to not see you succeed if their life is not where they wish theirs was.
Exactly. And I just heard a little intuitive voice saying, this year for the holidays, especially if you don't have a lot of money to spend, you should give people inspirational works like music, books, movies.
Whatever some people do a little creative, make their own cards that are like almost artistic, and people would want to actually like hang up almost sometimes, or
sure,
little two-line quotes of something.
But I mean also to go to an inspirational store or on the internet,
sure,
and get somebody who say is going through a terrible divorce, maybe get them a book. Just spitballing here, when bad things happen to good people and that kind of thing. Just some thoughts for you, my dear.
Sure, yeah,
now we're going to let Michael speak to you.
Yes. Or,
yeah.
The subject is
embrace
your life purpose. I am guiding you toward your divine life purpose. Whatever makes your heart joyful is what you are meant to be doing.
Love it. That's Archangel Michael, and it doesn't get any better
beautiful.
Than that. Yes, isn't it? So thank
yes,
you.
Yes, very beautiful. Thank you.
Don't be a
stranger. Thank you, and
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I hope you have a great holiday.
Yeah.
Oh,
back.
You as well. Yes, both. Thank please,
you.
Happy holidays. Blessings. I love you both. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You held a long time patiently. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
Okie dokie pokey.
Well, that was very, very nice.
It was.
I just let spirit speak to me. I can't pull these out of my, you know, out of my head like it's a rabbit.
All right. Wabbits. No, lastly, wabbits.
Excuse me. My seasonal allergies are off the chart.
520, Arizona, 520. You are next. Welcome
wow.
to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. You know what? I want to tell you because I asked you about this and you saw it as successful, and it was. I just want to give you validation on this one thing before I go to my question. I went to that coffee group in the neighborhood and it was off the chart fun.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Nice. Very nice.
I'm so glad it looked in your cards like it was going to be very delightful.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and you saw Deborah as something that was going to be meeting over and over again, and that's exactly how it works down at that location. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to take my neighbor, and it's just a fun way to expand meeting people.
Yep,
you are so right, and that is a big step a lot of times for people. So I honor you for being able to. Go do that.
Sure, yeah. You connect with people that are fun and good natured. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I typically do that. It's just the pandemic has thrown a wrench into this is outdoors, so you did me just fine. I was gonna ask you about the house. I'm gonna be putting it up for sale. And do you see that going fairly quickly?
Good question. That's a very good question.
It really is, and a lot of people come to us for that.
Yeah, and that's an awesome question. I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have a question for your question. When do you plan on actually officially putting it on the market? Do you have a date yet or a time frame?
Within the next few days. I mean, in the week.
Oh, okay.
You know, Deborah, I was going to ask you. I have a price in mind, but do you see that I might have to go down to my bottom price where I'll take nothing less than my bottom?
That's a good two-part question there, really. Especially when they say that the market is kind of trending in a different direction now than it was, but that markets do that. They go up and down, you know.
Plus, they are saying we're heading into a recession.
Sure. I mean, this just when they put that in the news, it freaks people out.
It
should, but it sucks that the news blows that up. You know, the news media puts so much fear into people's hearts.
All right. Right at this particular moment in time, it looks like you're going to take a bit of a loss.
Okay.
So, but knowing that, you would know that, if you're working with a realtor, they're going to know what the market will be.
No, I'm going to be doing it. Me.
Okay.
Me.
If you do it by yourself now, give yourself wiggle room, you know, so that,
yes.
Yeah. And the cards can change on a dime.
No, yeah.
That's right now as we're going into the future.
This is almost like a gambling question.
I did, almost is.
Yeah.
Once you have that
right.
up sale, that will, it can be a whole different picture.
True, that is true. Yeah, once you actually put that on the market, that would be a good time to ask again, because now a whole bunch of things will be rolling in motion.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you something. I have a realtor friend that he has often asked me about particular clients. Are these people that I'm seeing tomorrow, are they going to be lookers or buyers? Or this guy over here going through a divorce, is he going to actually stick with keeping that house on the market? Or is he going to, you know.
A lot of science behind it, yeah.
And but the cards have really been doing well. So if you get somebody who's sniffing around as a buyer, you could always get a reading during one of our shows on how successful that sale
is. Yeah, if you're in some kind of negotiation phase with somebody, you can get a quick reading from us, as we do so many shows, and see what she thinks about it.
Really, thank you for offering that, Deborah. I really appreciate it. Well, I just wanted to give you a big old fat validation on this morning. It was off the charts. They were so sweet, and it was, you know, there. It was just a real friendship kind of atmosphere, and it was just a pure essence, adorable, and I loved it. Nobody was in there for, you know, anything other than to drink coffee and chat, and I just haven't encountered that, and gosh.
Well, it sounds like you've met members of your tribe there.
Yeah, birds of feather flock together.
I think so. But thank you so much, Deborah.
Let's see what Mr. Michael has.
Yes, real quick, your Oracle card reading. Subject is, you will manifest what you need. Express gratitude as if your plans have already come to pass, that your angels are bringing you the assistance you need. So I think they're going to be on your side here in this house sale. And then you should say, I think, really, if you think positive, it will be positive, I think is what they're trying to say.
Yeah, and you know what? It's going to be good for you to have that off your shoulders.
Sure. Yeah, it's always a burden.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Gosh.
Yep. Well, good luck to you.
And love hearing from you.
Yeah, I think that's an exciting step to put it on the market.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Have a good evening now.
Good luck to you.
Yep. Take care.
Thank you.
Toward the end of the show.
Yeah, she's all over the place. But it's cool. We like variety. Like shake it up. Shake up that tree. I've been looking at Facebook lately. Looks like our Facebook folks must be busy tonight. Well, that's okay. It's a free world. 630. That is in Illinois. 630. Welcome.
Hi. And we are talking to whom?
It's Dion. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for
welcome.
Okay, so I took your advice and I just kind of like shut everything down on the apps and went and cleaned up everything on social media just to protect myself with the high profile case. And then, of course, I had people who reached out to me because it's like I just shut everything down and so they want to know, like, well, what, are you going to finish talking about this or whatever? And I said, listen, I said, when they catch the guy, then I will, like, once the guy's actually in custody, then we can, like, right now it's just got to be put on pause because this person is, like, out on the loose. Then I'll go back and continue to work on the case. But
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say that's very smart because if you read a lot of ongoing stories involving crime, often they will say law enforcement has not released all details.
But they can't.
Yeah.
Because it screws their investigation up.
Yeah, exactly. And I think sometimes...
That's what I said.
Yeah, they even put out information sometimes that I think is meant to mislead the public.
Or... kind of be very vague on purpose in case somebody starts talking and, oh, that person knows a little bit more than we put out. We better go talk to that person. If somebody knows something they shouldn't know, that's when they get in trouble. But anyway, let's go back to your question.
Right. Okay, so I told them, like, I would agree to continue to work on the case behind the scenes, but, like, I asked them to go get some information for me since they live closer in the area than I do. But until this person's apprehended, we all have to kind of, like, scenes right now, and then we can, like, do a podcast and talk about it. But so my question is will the authorities catch the guy? Will they catch him so we can continue working on the case?
Okay. And you didn't put a time frame on it now. Remember that. Because catching people can be tomorrow, or it could be, as we've seen in a lot of cases, years.
Inevitably,
years. If it's a murder type thing, there's no statute of limitations. So those can be cold case forever. Some of the detectives have retired and died in some of those cases for murder cases.
So he was already on house arrest and cut the whatever the monitor off, ankle monitor was cut off.
Yep.
And since then, so they have many reasons to get him into custody. I just want to know if they will before I expose myself further.
So to speak.
Yeah,
you know, when those guys, when they're at that phase of having that ankle monitor, they know a lot about that person. So they're probably not far off that guy. But see what the cards
say,
Deb.
Now, here's another one where the cards are uncertain.
Okay.
So a lot of times that means things are still in progress. You know, the Nine of Diamonds is a card that's also like a pregnant pause. All right. It's uncertainty, hesitation. It falls. It has, you know, it's like a umbrella for all kinds of things.
So there are so many factors going on right now in transposition. You just got a big,
that's
you can't
really
see,
good.
You can't see through the fog.
There
yet,
is
right?
a man there. And he is, I believe, law enforcement. And it might turn around, ironically, that when you do a podcast, you might be actually putting out new information, you know, that has been either forgotten about, mislaid. You know what I'm saying, I hope, because this case has kind of died a long, slow death.
Well, what time frame are we talking here?
It's been going on a month.
That's not that long.
No, I get a feeling there's more history.
Well, there's probably a lot of stuff that's not being released.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Because if they have a fugitive, they're not going to say squat, except for other law enforcement places.
Yeah, but so I wish I could be more.
Yeah, they don't want to tip the guy off. They don't want to show the guy their hand that they're trying to catch. You know, they don't want to let him know what they know.
Yeah, and I wish I could be more forthcoming.
Sure.
But it is kind of a crapshoot right at this point.
Yeah, and because the law enforcement has to be.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's the way that I felt anyway. Like, let the law enforcement get caught up with all the information we already provided, and then we'll go from there. Like, just give them some time is what I feel anyway.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And there's things that can happen. I mean,
in an instant.
Nowadays, it's kind of crazy for anybody to try to do a murder.
Well,
because forensics and everything is so advanced.
And this is a person that they already know who it is because he was already
under house arrest.
So it's like they have a file on this guy. So he's already behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a if, it's a when they catch him.
I really feel you're right, too. I do.
You know, and they don't want to say boo. Because they don't want to tip this guy off where they know, like, your friends, your relatives, friends of friends, and what state you might be hiding in and all that crap. Oh, no, no. No, we cannot tell you that. All right. This is your Oracle card reading. Recognize the signs from above is the subject. Angels are sending you messages now, but you're too distracted to notice. Stay alert and open to divine guidance.
Well, I like that.
So be careful on this. Maybe you might get a little, what do they call it, target fixation, where you're focused so much on the target, you might miss other information.
I like that. You're right.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to say. Maybe don't take a step back a little bit and not be too focused on it, because you might miss some other stuff that you just didn't see. You're like, oh, crap, that's important information. That's what I see. But it's your card, not mine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think you kind
Thank
of really
you.
The perspective. Yeah. Thank you, honey. Good luck to you.
Yeah, you know, and you have to keep calling us, because that would be a sin if you didn't tell us all this works out.
Yes.
It would be a sin.
Yes, we are dying to know.
Okay.
Thank,
right.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you
okay,
very much.
Bye.
Very breathy, soft.
Well, wasn't it? Very sultry.
Sultry. All right. We're going to rock and roll. I'm going to announce this as I always do, because I am me. This is area code 775, and that area code is of Nevada.
And that's going to be our Wendy in
we know that.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Welcome to the show, and hello.
Hello, my friends. I'm so happy to speak to both of you. Oh, what a day. Oh, my God. I spoke to a new attorney. His name is Steven, and I really, really like him a lot. Bless his heart. He brought up some very important stuff, but he doesn't have the background that Eddie has. So I called Eddie at 3:33 Pacific Standard Time, and he apologized and said he was busy working.
And he is.
And he wants to be my attorney. I'm going to sign the PDF document in a few hours, so it's all settled. And he said, well, because of COVID, I hadn't been into Kaiser Permanente for a few years, and Kaiser didn't want you to come in unless it was an emergency. And he asked me, had I seen my doctor before May? Well, we've had lots of telephone visits, but my in-person visits started just a few months ago. So I was honest, and he said he'd have to look at that. But is everything going to be okay? Is Eddie going to be happy to represent me and be successful?
Ooh, good question. All right. We've been looking at things from your point of view up till now.
Well, and I have a question, though. Did you guys work out the verbal to PDF agreement about the percentage?
And you know what? I have so many PDFs from about five attorneys. I got mixed up.
Okay.
So he answered my question completely.
Oh, good. You worked it out then. That's what matters.
Yeah. I feel confident and safe signing now, and that was a very good question that you just asked me. Thank you.
No, because it was because we had been talking about that the last few calls of that discrepancy between the verbal and the
document.
I could
tell
document.
It wasn't intentional.
Oh, I didn't think so either, because you know, like she said herself, she has so many PDF documents. Can you imagine what they have?
Oh,
they
sure.
They have billions of those DocuSign things probably in their office, and they probably
and also he does not take just any client. He's very choosy, and he is. There, if you Google AVVO, it's a website regarding lawyers, and if you key in their name, you can see how many reviews there are. There's 84 reviews. He's 5 stars, and he's rated 10 by AVO. You can't get better than that.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that last call, that he was, like, perfect, which is almost unheard of. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, what I got is he's all in.
All
with
in.
With you, Wendy. And he wants this work to be done precisely for you and with care.
You want a good perfectionist as a lawyer.
And this is what you've got. Yes, there's going to be good news forthcoming very soon for you.
Good.
You've made the right decision.
So he is eager to take her case.
Yes,
good.
Very.
Good.
Thanks, God.
So you really got somebody in your corner. Yes, you do.
So will he be successful, though? Will I win my case with the insurance company?
At this particular point, yes, I believe that he will. Okay.
We should keep checking.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep checking on that because, again, he's going to be dealing with different individuals.
He actually hasn't taken any official action yet. So that once that happens, right,
All
the other factors could change.
Oh, he's taking official action tomorrow. He's going to get my records pulled from the insurance company, and the ball starts to roll tomorrow when he goes in the office.
Yeah, that's good. But, I mean, that's when he starts gathering, the information and he starts coming up with his plan. When he starts executing his plan, that's when you're going to see
it. Then we can follow his progress.
When he starts filing motions, subpoenaing, or whatever, filing suits, that's when you're going
to
really
see it. He wants to have a conference call with my doctor. I hope she agrees to that. Oh, my God. I think she will.
Yeah, I would think she
They all seem to.
To the benefit of you as her patient.
Yeah, that's part of their care for their patient.
And she wants me to get my home health care.
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your doctor, your physician. Yep.
The decision has been made. I'm confident. I trust him. I told him that he is the captain of the ship.
Well, I think he's got a heck of a captain, and the ship ain't too shabby either. So, yeah.
Yes, and I embarrassed myself because I told him that I liked him a lot, and it's true, I do. And I said it's because you're a family man, and you're very well spoken, and he was polite, and he said thank you. So, but that's me. I'm naturally a very affectionate person, and I'm so grateful to him because he weathered the storm. He, you know what, I checked with so many attorneys. I've been working on this since September the 9th. I'm done. He's the one that's right for me, and I'll pray that he creates amazing results for me.
I can't feel my expectations.
Yeah, I mean, you did your due diligence.
You did. And now you can actually get a good night's sleep.
That's right.
Hey.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, stand by. What do you got, Deborah?
Card fell to the floor. And Grandma always said, if a card falls to the floor, it comes to the door.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in a new man in your life, Wendy?
Uh-oh.
You know what? I've been married twice, and I would love... Three times the charm. I would love to be married a third time.
Well, there's this man. He fell to the floor. He is the king of, or the jack of hearts.
Yeah.
So he's very energetic. He's got great spirit.
Charisma. He doesn't
act like an old guy. So he'd be a lot of fun, you know.
Sure.
And I think that's why it fell to the floor.
It doesn't mean it has to be a 20-year-old. It means somebody with a young spirit.
Yeah, very young spiritually.
Which is cool. All right, anyway, once more.
Here we go to your Michael card.
Yes, subject is you are protected. You are safe within my bubble of light. You can proceed with confidence.
There you go. Great.
Wow. What card was that?
That was the Archangel Michael.
Sword of Light
Oracle cards. It wasn't one of Deb's cards. It was your other card. One of the angel cards we give before you hit the road.
It's a new deck that we got.
Brand new deck.
I told you I was going to jump in the pool, and I did. Yeah. And so we're celebrating.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, you know what you call it? It's that first step.
Yeah.
This is the official first one. When you ink the contract. DocuSign, same thing, ink, there's nobody inks anymore, but the DocuSign thing makes it official. You're moving forward.
Yes, you are.
We're up on that, dog.
Getting what you deserve. Couldn't be happier for you, hon. Really.
Well, thank you both. I appreciate you both. And this is going to be an exciting journey, and I expect only happiness and complete success and lots of money.
Well, I would like that.
Well, you are what everybody should be as far as being positive.
Yes, exactly.
That's the way you should be.
All right. Well, thank you, and keep us posted.
Yeah, definitely keep us posted.
Yes.
Okay. Love you both. God bless.
Oh,
thank you.
Michelle, be in touch.
Yep.
All right. That's cool.
I'm so glad we got that good news.
That's a huge step. And things are going to happen.
Yeah, seeing that lady win is important.
Things are going to happen. I mean, I worry that she's going to get a little frustrated because that information gathering phase might be a long phase for them. The legal firm has to probably get a lot of documents before they can start a plan.
You know,
it could be a while, and she should not get discouraged is what I'm saying. If she goes, wow, I signed the DocuSign, and it's been a week or two, and I've heard nothing, I wouldn't take that as a sign of discouragement. They have to gather a lot of info. If they're doing their job thoroughly, they got to get a lot of info. I tell you what, let me tell you a secret there, folks. About living with a woman.
I am postmenopausal, and I have hot flashes still. And he has no clue what a hot flash is.
I do, because I get them when she jacks the heat up. So I kind of do, but I get it not physically. I get it due to the environment in the house.
Well, now I'm on the warm side.
Okay, now are you definitely warm, or can I just knock the heat down?
Knock it down.
Heat has been knocked down. It is. You must have a real hot flash, because that's the temperature.
No,
the
I only have fake ones, Jim.
I mean a real bad one. That's the temperature.
Yeah,
the house.
It's too warm.
All right, well, there's no heat on, so it is what it is. All right. Let's not have discussions about heat and cold. Let's get to our next caller. Let's see, where are we going? We are going to area code 805 in California. 805,
hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, and welcome to the
show. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jim. It's Dawn, California. How are you?
Good to hear from you. We're doing well. How about you?
Yeah, good things are happening. I went on a 7-week fasting for 23 hours with one meal, and I lost all my weight, and I'm going to stay on this because I feel so good. I have so much energy and I'm never hungry. Great.
Wow, that's amazing. Good for you.
I know it. I just feel so good now. Well, anyways, my friend Marlene invited me to Hawaii, so I'm leaving January 7th, and it's an open ticket. She has a condo in Waikiki, so I can stay as long as I want. Do you see me staying for a while? I'm hoping to meet someone there, you know, like a partner or somebody, because I haven't met anybody here.
Open ticket.
To Hawaii.
Yeah.
Isn't that where one of the world's largest volcanoes has just become active after like 40 plus years?
Well, you're just
That's on Hawaii.
I understand Hawaii is a big island. There's one island and the other. I just know I get a little worried about that. Remember, Hawaii's there because of
Oahu.
Right.
What would you like to repeat to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Question.
I blew up your question. My bad.
Oh, that's all right. Well, do you see me staying for a length of time? And do you see me maybe meeting someone there? Or, you know, we're going to go out and try to meet people.
Can't imagine that not happening. Well, I don't have cards. But, I mean, with an open-ended ticket and a condo to stay in, I don't
see how that
could not happen. Yeah. But I am not the card layer.
It's not really feasible to live in Hawaii because it's so expensive.
It depends what kind of pocket you got.
Oh, yeah. You're so right, Deborah.
Yeah.
It's not feasible.
It depends on what you got in the bank account.
Well, it is.
I have nothing.
Tough. It's, you know, even buying food and stuff. It's, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm with you.
All right. I'm laying out your card, so I just need a moment.
Un momento.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still cool. That's still, regardless of being able to live there, open ticket. It's nice that you can kind of wink a little bit. I've never been.
I've
never been there.
I've never been to Hawaii.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
I definitely think you're going to meet people, and you're definitely going to see for quite some time. I want to say one thing, though. You got to kind of watch out on the partying, the late hours, the, you know, festivities, because you could find yourself down and out, like with a, you've got to remember.
That's a very touristy area. There's a lot of people from all around the world in different states bringing different flu bugs in.
Well, there is somebody you're going to meet there, and your Betty by time might change a bit.
Imagine it.
As you're walking the beach.
Right.
You know.
Hey, you know, when you're in Rome.
Exactly.
All right.
So I think this relationship could actually turn into a long-term. I mean,
there's potential for it to be something more than just a vacation fling.
There's a marriage card there.
So that's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's a big dog.
So he's a little younger than you. Not by much. I'm not saying he's graduating high school.
Right. Right. Yeah. He's not drinking out of a sippy cup.
No. But, oh, my gosh. He's got a wonderful outlook on life. He could be, because of the card that symbolizes him, it's a club. Those that are perceived as I'm a club myself, and we tend to be real interested in humanity. We have a great appreciation for art and creativity. We're basically kind of like the Aquarius of the Zodiac, but it's like we're way out there on a kite string, and we need people to reel us in from time to time, you know, because we're just floating in the atmosphere. But he's got a beautiful perspective. And you're going to wonder, and I can't blame you, you're going to wonder if he is for real. Because it's almost like what I occasionally say.
Too good to be true thing.
It's like you sent in an order to Amazon Prime, and you've got every detail right.
Five-star
And
experience.
He is real. He's going to be real, all right. So could be a musician, could be a writer, somebody involved in, you know, like a creative art.
Creativity, right, not science type stuff.
But, you know, I could even put hairdressing under that because a lot of men are fantastic hairdressers.
Oh, I mean, it is. It's a form of art.
It really
is. It is a form of art. Even guys that do tattoos, some of that,
it's
incredible the stuff they do. They don't get enough credit for their artistic ability.
So this is going to be quite an adventure for you. And I feel you'll stay as long as you want.
And oh, good.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject is don't settle for less. You are a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up.
Oh, I like it. Yep.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, and, you said it's January, like, 6th, 7th, or something like that, right?
On the 7th.
That's awesome.
That's, like, soon.
That's, like, you get through the holidays, get your new resolutions out there so you can break them in Hawaii, and then head on out.
And she said, you got your bikini body. Now you're ready for your bikini
body. Yeah.
You're ready to have all the spam you can eat out there.
We're jelly. Yeah, that's right. They love spam.
They love them some spam. Yep.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
No, that's World War II and the service men and stuff. Yep.
Well, we're jealous.
I'm jealous.
Aww.
Yeah, but we can live vicariously through you.
Sure, yeah, and you, you can call, what's the time zone difference out there?
I don't know, I think they're further
behind us, so there might be an opportunity to give us a call while you're out there, too, in January. You can call us before that, but when you're out there, it might be fun to hear from you.
Oh,
yeah.
They're 2 hours behind us. All right, I'll do that, I'll let you know. Okay.
All right, congratulations on your new body and
awesomeness.
All you've done.
Thanks.
Take care. And if we don't hear from you before, happy holidays to you.
Indeed.
Thanks. Likewise. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, she's going to have fun.
There was
a party card all over that.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to Hawaii. I don't care what age you are. Nobody says you got to go out there and go nuts and pass out on the beach or anything. But there's some level of partying you're going to do more than you are probably already doing. You're going to amp up your game a little bit. Because you're going to be surrounded by all these tourists. Everybody's kind of like wild and let loose, and you're going to get caught up in it. And you should enjoy
And
you should do so and not feel shame.
It's time to let your hair down.
You should do so and not feel shame because it's Hawaii. You know, When I did all that schooling stuff, and there's a certain point in the Navy where you put in your, they call it the dream sheet.
Yeah. Did you put in for that?
I threw that out there. You get three choices. You know what? I'll throw, this will be my Hail Mary. It ain't going to happen. I said, what do they have there? I said, Battleship in Hawaii. That never happened. But I threw it out there. Why the hell not?
Well,
nothing to lose.
Daryl was on, a cruiser out of Hawaii? He ended up in, they stopped in Hawaii, but he ended up going to Japan. And in all the time they spent there, they only accumulated 1 month in port. That's how much they were gone.
I don't feel bad.
You don't feel bad?
I've been on a carrier. All the little boys hit ports way more than we did.
Do we have anybody else?
We have anybody else, and we only got 5 minutes.
And that gives me a chance to talk about Clatch. Okay. Those of you that are interested to learn how to use the cards for your own best advantage and how to navigate your life, you might want to consider starting a workshop with, it's called Clatch, like a coffee clutch.
You gotta spell that.
K-L-A-T-C-H.
See, I didn't even know K would have been the first
and
letter.
And I don't think it's clatch.com. Clatch workshop.
But as far as what you're doing,
yeah,
you're going to put the info out there for folks for your clatch class coming up very soon.
Yes, it's starting on
days.
The 6th.
Yeah.
It's basically the time of our shows. This will be 7 to 9 p.m. And I think we'll be recording. I've got to study.
We haven't worked out the details. Bottom line, it's going to be the mini course class, right?
Yes.
It's not the super in-depth.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. This is like the big picture mini course class, and it might be enough for you, and it might be like, this is good. I know I want to keep pursuing
it. Keep going.
Right.
I wanted to develop a very simplistic version of this method, because the worst thing that can happen is you feel so overwhelmed that you're like, oh my God, I can't learn this. That's how I felt about internet marketing. Oh, I can't do this. But so I made it that anybody from any walk of life could sit down with a deck of cards and learn what the deck means individually, and then put them together just in 3-card spreads in different ways. There's like little bits of homework.
Well, there has to be.
It's going
to
be a 2-session class
or
workshop.
I
think it should be.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
And the thing is, though, because I'm on somebody else's platform, they do charge. But we're talking $25 for 2 sessions.
And it has to be. You know, we do the free shows, we give you fun opportunity,
yeah.
But everything can't be free. You know?
And I think $25 is more than reasonable for a workshop.
Yeah,
that would be
it's the main
basically
course.
4 hours.
And you'll get a taste.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like, and that might be enough for some people. They like the mini course, they can
you
roll
could
with
go
it.
Off with that.
Some people do.
Yeah,
some people just got that knack. You know, it's
yeah.
Like people that pick up like, hey, I think I'll try to play this instrument. Some people just bam, roll it. Other people got to put more effort into it.
It took me 4 months.
Yeah.
To pick the whole thing up.
Sure. It took me a long time. I can memorize anything easily, but putting it into play, that's a different ballgame than just memorizing things.
But it takes you beyond my book. This is more hands-on, where you start out at kindergarten, we'll say. Personal prophecy, kindergarten. Then we're going to, if you're interested, continue. Then we will come to, we'll say, first grade. And we will move up. They're levels, actually. And the final level is for those who would like to become professional practitioners of this method, and I will credential you as the only living expert of it, and that will enable you to have a back pocket career.
Sure.
Or for some around the world, they've been using it within their stores, in their own repertoire. There's been a lot of those who have used this. I understand that we're 2 minutes from shutting down here. She scares me.
You know what? I'm going to just to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Alter that, but it is less than 2 minutes.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. Yes. I will give you more information.
No, she'll yell at us the whole
and
time.
And there will be more information available on Facebook.
Yeah. Good stuff. And there'll be a lot of things like, not for the, so much for the mini course, but for the real courses, there'll be 800 number tool. Tutoring
yeah.
available and stuff
for
like
tutoring,
that.
Tutoring,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So
and that you just decide how many minutes you need tutoring. It's your fault.
Exactly.
True that.
So thank you for being here. Are we going to have our little thing?
I didn't know if you were ready yet,
I'm
David.
I'm ready. This show is over. Say goodbye.
Yeah, it's hard to do this time of year.
Bye-bye now.